Rikki Tikki Tavi by Rudyard Kipling. Adapted and illustrated by Jerry Pinkney. This is the story of the great war that Rikki Tikki Tavi fought all by himself through the English family's house in India. Rikki Tikki Tavi was a mongoose, with fur and a tail like a cat's and a head like a weasel's. One day a summer flood washed him out of the burrow where he lived with his father and mother and floated him kicking and clucking down a roadside ditch. He found a stick floating near him, and he held on to it until he fainted. When he revived, he was lying in the middle of a garden path, very wet indeed, and a little boy was saying, "Here's a dead mongoose. Let's have a funeral." "No," said his mother. "Let's take him in and dry him. Perhaps he isn't really dead." They took him into the house, where a big man picked him up and said he wasn't dead, just tired. So they wrapped him in cotton and warmed him over a little fire, and he opened his eyes and sneezed. "Now," said the big man, who was the boy's father, "don't frighten him, and we'll see what he'll do." It is the hardest thing in the world to frighten a mongoose, because he is full of curiosity from nose to tail. The motto of the mongoose family is, "Go and find out." And Rikki Tikki was a true mongoose. He looked at the cotton.